North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp says there are piles of wheat heaped outside of full grain elevators. The wheat is from last year's harvest, still waiting to be transported to market. She's afraid they'll be talking about the same problem a year from now.
Having the exact same discussion, only we'll have 3 years of crop that will be either on the ground or in bins in my state, with producers struggling to try and figure out how they're going to get the money to put in next year's crop. This isn't make-believe. This is real.
Association of Railroads President Ed Hamburger told the committee they've hired 4,800 more rail workers this year and last month moved more cargo since 2007, before the Great Recession.
This industry recognizes that our customers are not getting the service to which they have become accustomed and to which they need to serve their customers. It is a responsibility that we undertake to restore that service.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is on the Senate Transportation Committee. He doesn't like to see more government regulation, but says Wisconsin utilities aren't getting enough coal to make electricity, and farmers need to transport crops.
Those problems are real. That's why we've been in contact with the railroads directly. And trust me, they do realize that if they're unable to fulfill that demand, there may be a desire for the type of government action that they would prefer not seeing.
Committee Chairman John Rockefeller of West Virginia is sponsoring a bill to give the federal government more authority to investigate and to arbitrate between railroads and shippers. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.